Earlier this week, reporters for Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal wrote about an intense private battle that had broken out between the Bush White House's Office of Management and Budget, or OMB, and the Environmental Protection Agency over the publication of a document that could become the legal roadmap for the regulation of greenhouse gas emissions across the U.S. economy. The story reported that OMB had asked the EPA to delete sections of the document that say such emissions endanger public welfare, say how those gases could be regulated, and show an analysis of the cost of regulating greenhouse gases in the U.S. and other countries. Holly Binns is field director for the group Environment Florida.
You know, I think President Bush is widely known as the big oil president, and you know, this is just another example of President Bush and his White House suppressing good science for the benefit of their political benefactors.
You know, this comes a week after a similar type of story in the New York Times that reported that the White House had refused to accept the EPA's conclusions that greenhouse gas are pollutants that must be controlled. And in fact, they told EPA officials that an email that they sent containing the document of their findings would not be opened. I mean, what's one to make of that?
You know, it seems almost too ridiculous to be true. You know, it's like the, I guess the Washington version of, you know, if you don't like what someone has to say, just sticking your fingers in your ears and going la 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 la. You know, but it doesn't change the fact that the Environmental Protection Agency found that, you know, reducing global warming pollution from cars and trucks and other sectors could produce, you know, anywhere between $500 billion and $2 trillion in economic benefits over the next 30 years. So not only could we reduce global warming pollution and deal with what is probably the, you know, biggest environmental, you know, issue of our generation, but we could do that and stimulate the economy at the same time. I would think that would be news. They'd be, you know, they'd want to shout from the rooftops. And you know, the only explanation for them not doing that is that this is politically motivated.
The liberal blog thinkprogress.org has the first 150 pages of the EPA document accessible on their website. The document says that technology is readily available to achieve significant reductions in light-duty vehicle emissions between now and the year 2020, that the benefits of these new standards far outweigh the costs, and that assuming that gas prices stay in the range of $3.50 a gallon, the net benefit savings to society could be in excess of $2 trillion. Of course, with higher gas prices now, the benefits of high carbon dioxide standards would be even greater. EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson told Congress back in May that he would issue this rulemaking draft by the end of spring. Yet as Independence Day beckons, the document remains blocked. The Wall Street Journal reported this week that two people familiar with the matter said that although Johnson originally supported the White House cuts from the draft document, he now feels that the edits have become too aggressive. Environment Florida's Holly Binns says that admission by Johnson, who in her words is hardly an environmental advocate, is significant.
But even Administrator Johnson has in essence said that you know the White House has gone too far in suppressing EPA scientists and staff from releasing, you know, the report that shows the roadmap for how to reduce global warming pollution in the United States. I mean, I think if anyone who's ever followed, you know, the actions of Administrator Johnson, you know, time and time again, he sided with big polluters over the environment. And for Administrator Johnson to finally stand up to the White House and say that they've gone too far in suppressing EPA scientists from releasing, you know, this document is really quite remarkable.